White. Denison, Texas, January 19, 1879. Dear Willie, we received portfolio for father. I think it very nice. So does he. But the purpose I want mine for, I would prefer to have it more like the old-fashioned ones, flat, that I can put in lots of manuscripts and lie flat in my trunk. But you need not be to any extra expense on that matter to get one upon purpose for me. I should want one larger than father's if I had one. We received a long letter from Dr. Kellogg today. Yours, also sample of paper for Baller's book. It does seem a long, long time in getting my book. Write me at once how much matter is left and what articles. I want second book to come off at once, for the people need it. I have an article on courtesy, an appeal to ministers, and some other articles. The most of that for college and sanitarium may go in the next book, withholding that which would lessen the confidence of the people in the men at college. But there is valuable matter that should in no case be lost. I feel sorry the debts are so heavy upon our institutions. You must have more faith in God. I think a prayer meeting once a week to present the petitions to God for Him to help would be heard in heaven. But as things come to my mind, I see some things to feel badly over. There has been stepping in two deep improvements in printing house and in sanitarium and tabernacle. Just now, all these improvements must be made, but not on borrowed money. These things have cost terribly, when less expensive arrangements would have shown economy and saved the reputation of our institutions. But there is a vein of pride that is running through all these things that is not pleasing to God. We needed a college, and it was in the providence of God that we should have one. We have not laid out too much in the college. We needed a sanitarium, and this was moving in the providence of God. But with the finances as they were, several thousand should have been saved in the mere matter of building, even if the show was not so great or pleasing. It will not answer to grow too fast and stretch clear beyond the measure of means, but make haste slowly and have less interest to pay. And it will not answer to let pride of heart control matters as it certainly is doing. We all need to have greater humility, or God will move the candlestick out of its place. Our foreign missions must not be hampered. They must necessarily be crippled by this branching out in pride and extras when there is but little salvage or none at all to work upon. But I feel that courage should not fail. If we will humble our souls before God, He will not forsake us now. You will have to go to the Pacific coast for 6 months or 1 year. I think I had written this before I received letters from them that they had decided to send for you. I know it is a hard place to put you in, but if the light shines that way, go, my son, in the fear of God. Go, leaning heavily upon the arm of the Infinite One. If He pleases to work through you, be a willing instrument, saying, "Not my will, but thine, O God, be done." In regard to Mary's going with you, you must settle that as shall suit you both. I think she should go. Night before last, my heart yearned for my children. Oh, such a desire to see them! I seldom have had such feelings. I could have cried heartily, but knew this would do no good. We have scarcely any society here, and I did want to speak to those who had a living interest in the progress of God's cause. Well, Willie and Mary, bend your necks to the yoke and your shoulders to the burdens. God will be your helper if you trust in Him. But children, self-confidence is so easy to come in and a little self-importance steal in. You both have been very free from this, and it will do well for you to continue to guard this point most thoroughly. God bless you, our dear children and helpers in the truth. My love is deep and earnest and fervent for you because of your good works. Mother. Postscript. The testimony for Oakland has recently come from them in response to a letter I sent to have it come. All was not sent.